What do you think the most prevalent crop diseases were across the state in 2019? A recent article in the K-State Agronomy e-update recapped the most active diseases affecting summer row crops and discussed the growing conditions that played the biggest role in their development, and we're going to kind of recap that here today. Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk-Jones. I'm the K-State Multi-County Agronomist for Cheyenne, Sherman, and Wallace Counties. I deliver unbiased, research-based information to you for you to apply it on your farm. So let's start with discussing corn diseases. Across the state of Kansas, the total yield loss for corn diseases was below the long-term average. Southern rust had its earliest arrival first being reported on July 13th. Hot, dry weather stalled out its initial development, but August rains contributed to late season increases. Now, when you think of rust, there's really two types of rust that we see across the state. Southern rust is only found on the upper leaf surface of a corn leaf and is the type of rust that we might spray a fungicide for the susceptible hybrids. Now, common rust is found on both the upper and lower portions of the leaf, and hybrid resistance is your best bet for combating this disease. This disease has less yield impact than does the southern rust. Now for ear rots. They were present at a lower incident in recent seasons with very little Aspergillus ear rot reported. Now, Aspergillus is the type of ear rot that we take notice of because it concerns us because it has alpha toxin included with it. Now, Fusarium ear rot was the most commonly found, but we worry quite a bit less about it. Now let's talk about stalk rots. Due to optimal conditions for favorable development, Fusarium stalk rot was prevalent in many fields across the state. In a few fields that experienced mid-season drought, you could also find some charcoal rot. Now, bacterial leaf streak was identified in several new counties in the state of Kansas, but we routinely find it here in northwest Kansas. Its effect on yield is still being researched as this is a relatively new disease. Now, for me, in our area, I spent quite a bit of time in cornfields looking for stalk rot and bacterial leaf streak. Now, Goss's wilt could also be found in our area, especially in areas that had hail events. Those hail events, open wounds, and corn planted in fields with heavy corn residue are the most prone to having problems with Goss's wilt. Now, we generally don't spend a great deal of time talking about diseases of sorghum. Due to an extended dry period in late June and July, disease pressure across the state in grain sorghum was well below average. The most significant disease, as in most years, was Fusarium stalk rot. While there's always some lodging associated with stalk rot in grain sorghum, the reports of significant amount of lodged sorghum across the state weren't really received. However, sorghum harvest also across the state was ahead of the five-year average, and that might be why we heard less discussion on lodged sorghum. There are other details on the diseases found in corn, soybeans, and sorghum for across the state of Kansas in the latest K-State Agronomy e-update article that I'm referencing. I have a link to that article posted on my K-State Sunflower District Agronomy website, so you can go check it out. That website is www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy. If you have any questions on this year's disease pressure, please give me a call at the K-State Extension offices in Goodland, Sharon Springs, or St. Francis, or you can get a hold of me on the K-State Experiment Station in Colby. You can also see what I'm finding in the field by following me on Facebook at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy.